This is the Unheard Story Podcast. We are your hosts, Joe and Laura Melema, Jesus Film Project enthusiasts and members of the Directors Development Board. As Jesus Film Project, our calling is to reach the watching world, connect people to Jesus, and serve the body of Christ worldwide by providing the highest quality gospel media in the heart language of every nation and people group.
In this episode of The Unheard Story, I flew out to Fort Worth, Texas, and visited Southwestern Seminary, where I was able to interview Dr. Singh, who's originally from Southeast Asia. Dr. Singh had a vision to see and hear the Jesus film in his heart language of Zo. He went from start to finish, from translating the script to finding the actor to play Jesus. We conducted this interview right before the big premiere of the Jesus film in Zo. I hope you enjoy this interview.
Thanks for being here today. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you come to Fort Worth?
For my background, I'm the third generation Christian. My grandfather, Kamzama, he was the first convert from his village, and he became the first gospel minister for our Zo people. Okay. So he himself mobilized the gospel, and he himself spread the gospel to all the Zo villages. Mm. He went, traveled.
Wow.
After him, he passed spiritual baton to my father. Mm. He said, you better become gospel minister.
Okay.
My father actually wanted to become like the captain in the soldier, the military. Okay. Because they are dictated, powerful. Mm-hmm. Whatever they say, people obey. So my father wanted to become general. Oh, yeah. But my grandfather said, you better choose Jesus and follow after his step and my step. Oh. Only then I can pray for you, that I can bless you. Otherwise, I cannot lay my hand on you. I cannot bless. So he was struggling, and finally, he wants to receive the blessing from the Father. Mm. So, okay, I will listen to you. So pray for me, bless me. And my grandfather blessed him. Oh. And he sent him to Bible college. And he also became the second generation gospel minister, my father.
Yeah.
And then my father got married. And when they noticed my mom conceived a baby in her womb, then together they lay their hand and they pray, Father, give us a boy. Mm. And you told Moses, the first son, the first things, the first fruit belongs to you. So the baby, the son that you gave, we will consecrate it for you, your gospel.
Yeah.
And I was born. So I have no other choice.
Yeah.
Since my childhood, they told me, see, we dedicated you already, even before you were born, like Jeremiah or like Samuel. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like Samuel. Yeah, Samuel.
So you're consecrated for the gospel's sake. So
Was that exciting?
Because I have no, back in Zo, Myanmar, especially in the village, I didn't expose to other high authority or other figure that I can dream, sue after.
Yeah, okay.
So my parents are the figure that I can look after.
Okay.
So I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
And they're preaching and sharing the gospel.
Did they encounter a lot of persecution?
The forefather, they were persecuted. Mm. My grandfather, to a certain level, he was persecuted. He was excommunicated by the community because he was the first Christian in his village.
Oh, wow.
The rest were drinking alcohol, enjoying life, just living a life, you know. We don't know God.
How did he come to Christ?
So a gospel minister who was evangelized by American missionaries. Mm-hmm. So he was sent to evangelize the Zo villages. Mm-hmm. So Reverend Vielna, a Tidim tribe, he came and visited our village. And my grandfather was drinking. Mm. They have this kind of feast, another feast. And 7 days, and he kept on drinking, and he heard a messenger, gospel messenger, is coming to our village.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God moved in his life, and immediately he wanted to listen to the gospel.
Wow.
He stood up from his drinking place and met the pastor, the evangelist, and the evangelist started sharing the gospel with him. God touched his life, and, "Oh, pastor, please baptize me today."
Wow, that's awesome.
He was still red in his eyes and dizzy, you know, but his heart was transformed already. So the pastor said, "I cannot baptize you today. I need to test you at least 6 months." But my grandfather didn't give up. "No, you must baptize me today. Please come and clean our room, our house, because there are some images, which the place that we venerate the evil spirit or our ancestors. So please clean all."
He said that day.
On that day. Yeah.
So did the pastor do that?
The pastor finally, because my grandfather keep on asking.
I love it.
Because the God is working in his heart.
Yeah.
So the pastor, "Okay, today I will do something I had never done before." So they came, cleaned the home, and then baptized.
That's awesome.
From that onward.
And here you are.
Yeah, generation.
So how did you come here to the States?
One of my dreams is America has been our spiritual father. Since Adoniram Judson, 2,000 years ago, American first missionary came to Myanmar. He translated the Bible into Burmese. And then another 100 years later, Carson missionary from America, Carson and his wife, then Joseph Cook, they came. And you all have been a spiritual, physical, spiritual father to us. And so, I want to see America, how it looks like. And I also want to pursue my father's study in theology here in America. So I was praying, and finally God opened the door for me to study here in Southwestern Baptist Theology.
So you studied here? That's where we are right now, which I've never been to, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's beautiful too.
Yeah. One of the biggest library and campus.
It's gorgeous.
Seminary in United States. When we first came, we were still thinking, we're ready where God sent us. If he sent us back, we will be happy. If he want us to stay here and do the ministry, we will be happy. Mm-hmm. So for 2 years, we were praying. And last year, after COVID hit across the globe.
I know, you came, hard time.
And Burmese military could happen in Myanmar.
Okay.
So it is a mess until now. The darkest hour and the worst time in the history of Myanmar.
Right now.
Civil war spread everywhere.
During COVID?
After COVID. COVID is from 2020 to 2021.
So 2021 is when they started.
2021 February, they overthrew the people, government.
Yeah, wow.
The Burmese military. Because of the civil war, and it hit Chin State, where we came from originally, and Yangon, everywhere.
Yeah.
Even right now, the shooting happened here and there. So that time, Pastor Stu from Sutcliffe and my uncle encouraged me to seek for asylum here. It will be better for you and your family. It's it's no more safe in Myanmar. And I asked my parents, should we do? They agree. And my uncle here and Pastor Stu and Pastor Hunter, they encouraged me. And we pray. I think this is God's will. And we received my parents' permission. So we seek asylum, and now we're in asylum status.
Now you're a pastor, but you came to study. So when did you start your church?
2020.
Okay.
During
hard year to start.
Global,
yeah.
The global lockdown. You know, all doors are closed. Business, everything. Okay? Even the church closed. But
sadly,
God opened the door for me and this church. And Pastor Hunter from Sutcliffe, he knocked my heart, you know, saying, you should start a Burmese church. Okay. Here we have many Burmese refugees.
Okay.
He has been ministering among the Burmese ministers. So please come and join and let us begin a church planting for the refugee. I was hesitant. I pray and I evangelized with him for a 1 month door-to-door evangelism.
Wow, yeah.
And he brought another pastor, Pastor Kika, his church planter strategies. They came and asked, what is your calling, you know? I was shocked, because I was not reluctant, but hesitant to do a church planting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have studied many assignments, and I don't know where God will send me. Mm-hmm. So I was not sure.
Yeah.
So he come and like, what is your calling? Tell me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm here to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm called for the gospel. Then why don't you dare to start the church planting?
That's great.
Okay.
I love it. Like, okay, I heard. I'm hearing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's going well?
Yeah, so from May, they start knocking, and 2000 June, they challenged me like that. 2000 July 5th, the first week of July. Yeah, during COVID, by faith, three family come together in a complex.
Yeah.
And we name International Harvest Church.
Okay.
We have a heart for the nation.
Yeah. And then how did you then hear about Crew or Jesus Film? And then from there, the Zoe language, how did that all happen?
God is connecting.
Okay.
So my sister, Rebecca, and my sister, Esther, Jeremiah Kai's wife, they live in California, San Diego for 2 years.
Okay.
That time, Lee's gospel recorder, he is a gospel minister at Yale.
Okay.
He in touch with my sister. Then my sister helped record one episode of encouragement for the Zoe refugee. And after he posts, at Young Post, that. And then he searched for the Zoe community, where they are and how many languages or how many
people,
how is their literature, how is their group.
Yeah.
And he didn't see Jesus Fame under the Zoe category.
Okay.
So he initiated, hey, Rebecca Singh, do you want to do Jesus Film in your language?
Wow.
And he initiated for us. He told us. And of course, we want to do it possible. So he connect for us with the Jesus Film project.
Okay.
In that That's way, cool. God is linking the dots. And now here we are.
I love that. And then you recorded here.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah had told me that the population is a little bit smaller here with the Zoe language.
Particularly in Fort Worth.
So he felt it was really cool that even though you're a smaller community of Zoe speaking, that you got to do the language.
Yeah.
And how neat that it was a 2000 language. Was that kind of
amazing?
Isn't that fun?
That was that's God's favor, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
you know,
I love it.
It's the milestone for a Jesus Film project also.
Mm-hmm.
And it is special grace of God for the Zoe people. So I gladly received this assignment.
Mm-hmm.
So I cast the vision to our Zoe community here. So they also want to hear Jesus speak in Zoe.
Yes.
So they all are excited. So I invite them. Mark and Jesus Film team came. We met for the first time. Very successful. So on that day, we assign who will speak. I perform as the narrator.
That's awesome. Are you excited about tonight? We get to see it tonight. I can't
wait.
We are
very excited. Yeah. We will not be just watching a film. It will be revived, transformed, individual transformation, family, and the Zoe people. And then my prayer and vision is we become the gospel carrier to other people.
The vessel.
The vessel. To carry the gospel.
I know, to think how many people this is going to affect.
Yeah.
Because when people hear in their heart language, it's a whole other story.
Relational Christian.
Yeah.
Personal relationship.
Oh, I'm excited about tonight.
So that's what I'm hoping and praying for.
That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. What a blessing you are. It's exciting to meet you.
Thank you. My great pleasure.
Yeah. It's really, really encouraging to hear your generations from your grandfather And then here you are in your calling, and then how the Lord worked it out that you did the Zoe language, and then how many thousands that will affect this language.
Yeah. That's especially in Qin State, because of the opium plantation, many villagers, they do not attend the church anymore. The church empty, and many women become widows.
Okay.
Because of the opium. Yeah.
Do they have teams yet that are going? Because it's not easy to take it over there, right?
Now we're praying and planning to train 8 people who will carry this gospel, Jesus theme, to the remotest area, the villages. So we are praying and hoping that God will draw Zoe people to himself through this Jesus theme.
And is the Zoe language, is it spoken more in the villages?
Yes. Burmese in the city, Burmese has big influence.
Yeah.
Some Zoe lose their heart language already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this will really touch them.
Yeah. So this theme is good both for the people who live in the city, so they will learn and appreciate the Zoe language that God gave us.
Okay.
And it also sustaining our culture and valuing God's given language.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And then, although I think we all are called Christian, you know.
Many
people do not go to church anymore.
Yeah.
People who sit inside the church do not have personal relationship. So maybe, you know, at least 40% of the Zoe people do not have a relationship with God.
Do you think they'll plant churches too, hopefully?
The Baptist Church, Assembly of God Church, try to plant another church.
Okay.
But they are still praying and attempting.
Mm-hmm.
Some village, they are not successful, very strong.
Yeah. I wonder, though, sometimes when they bring in the Jesus film, from that, 10 people or more, and then they start a new church.
So be it in the Zoe villages.
Yes.
That's our prayer. That.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Do you have a story from filming? How was that experience? Because you, like you said, you had a large part, a lot of recording.
Some of the hardest part for me is time, you know, being a pastor with family and school. So my time is very limited.
Yeah.
So I was worried whether I can finish in time. But within 1 year, God helped me finish with the translation and also
You worked on that too.
Yeah.
Oh, so wow.
All the translation. Okay. 2 of our leaders were supposed to help me, but because they have their own good excuses. So since I took the responsibility as the coordinator, I will.
That's huge to translate it. I did not know you did that too. Okay.
We become the mouthpiece of God.
Mm-hmm.
We
they're excited.
Narrate and we communicate the gospel. God speaks through us. That's the way we all felt. You know? So God used our mouth as his mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. So we become the voice for our people.
Yeah.
That is our pride for our people.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah,
my great pleasure.
Yeah, this is awesome. And I'm excited for tonight. I cannot wait to see the premiere.
Yeah.
I've never seen one. Yeah.
From the beginning to the end.
It is here. Hearing. You have worked so hard.
Yeah.
It is here.
We all are excited. Amen.
Yeah.
We're excited. How God is going to do among us and how he will execute across the globe for the Zoe people and through the Zoe people.
Yeah. And you'll hear some stories, but you won't even know all those people you've touched till we're in eternity together. And then maybe you'll be like, Lord will say, look at all these people.
Amen.
So exciting.
Amen.
Yeah, yay.
So be it. That's our prayer.
And hopefully people are hearing through this and are encouraged by your story. I know they will be, of just your faithfulness.
Thank you.
And to see it completed. So thanks for sharing today.
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed the Jesus Film podcast, The Unheard Story, and would love to get more involved with Jesus Film, we would encourage you to sign up to be an enthusiast. You can do this and find out more information about it at www.jesusfilm.org/enthusiasts. It's a really easy, simple thing, and you can help spread what the Jesus Film is doing to all your friends and family doing social media. It explains more on the website, but after you sign up, you'll get an image sent to you weekly with text to put with it, and then you post it every week. And that's about it. So learn more about this by checking out www.jesusfilm.org/enthusiasts.